Remember, there's always someone behind you. The word right requires precise description. Surviving historians will say they spent a good portion of their time rebooting machines. They feverishly desired new machines. Most of them bought things without their own money. Without debt, there was no economy. I am nobody more than my inputs and those whose thought and creation I have absorbed. Picture a word and its relations to other pictures of words as you hear them. Listen in your head. What do you see? Now, show it. I am nobody but my choices of inputs and outputs and words of each and every action. Radical individual responsibility, choices in each moment, free choices without absolute beliefs or external doctrines, or not, as now. There were new weeds in the new morning, and they were good. If it is earthly, if it is human, if it may be said to be here, it is existential. What else could it be? Be here. Wittgenstein taught me how to think harder, to demand more precision in thought and word for myself and others. Others are not so fond of precise expression. My family and friends are not so fond of Wittgenstein. Do your words match the pictures of your words? Do your pictures match your chosen words? Do your words match your heard thoughts? Audible before visual, I believe. Past, past. There's a reason they sound the same. Thoughts, words, acts, small, all, to spread a little, maybe. This contingent, certain, uncertain, inexorably, earthly, dis-ease. If you can't sense your disease, you can't be cured. Delete expectations. Nothing is no problem at all. Mind full, mindful. Return to truth. Remove the human element. Work as hard as you want, but joy, when she comes, comes only on her terms. Sometimes I can laugh, and sometimes I even mean it. In the race of the electric windows, the right side rear one won. It's a fine day for flow and revolution. It would seem, then, that incorrigibility and inconsequentiality, the simultaneous certainty and practical irrelevance of the delusional world, are in a sense the normal and natural qualities of a solipsistic, dereified universe. As Lewis Sass, Paradoxes of Delusion, Wittgenstein, Schreber, and the Schizophrenic Mind. Some of those closest to me worry over the books I read and thoughts I think. I can't imagine why. Great books should not be read, they should be absorbed in the very marrow of being here. Nothing is really behind all this.